Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. Lesson 11, New Covenant Sanctuary. Our memory text for this week we find in Hebrews chapter 9, Verse 15. Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Sunday, relationships. In Leviticus chapter 26, verses 11 and 12, we read, "And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people." So what a privilege for the Israelites we can read here. Imagine Abraham, a nomad, walking around in such an area, wandering around with all his animals and more than 1,000 people. So it was a huge tent camp. There in the area of Israel. And his descendants became millions in Egypt. And when they were led out, and Moses led them, or better, Jesus led them, they came to the Red Sea, and the storm divided the water, and they could go through. And when the Egyptians wanted to follow, they had to end their lives there in the Red Sea because the water came back when they were in the middle of this sea. And these Israelites were saved by God. And then he tells them, "I want to dwell among you. I will set my tabernacle among you. I want to walk among you. I will be your God. You shall be my people." So this is an honor, honor, honor above honors. So how could that be? In Exodus 25, we read that God told Moses, verse 8, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it." So Moses has a special vision. He can look into the universe. He is allowed to do so. He is able to look into the center of the universe. There is the heavenly sanctuary. This is the spot where all the universe is governed from there. And he is allowed to look into the center of all centers of this universe. And there he sees what he should erect on earth. A tabernacle, a camping temple, something to transport so that God can dwell among them. It's amazing. So it was the center of worship for the Israelites during the journey in the wilderness. And later on, when this was in Sichem, and later on, built in stones in Jerusalem.